readings, almost selected as a psalm, is the Magnificat, Mary's song of praise. I picked that as the text this morning, but I want to add to it just a little bit so that we get the context, because indeed it could sound on its own as a psalm. It seems very familiar in that way, but the context is everything to how it resonates for us, especially in this Advent season. So I'm going to begin reading in Luke chapter 1, verse 39. It's a familiar story, but I invite you to listen carefully. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on me, the lowliest of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts of their hearts. And he has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and set the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises that he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the Hee Haw production, one of the lines has to do, it reminded as we live into Christmas, it kind of comes across as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Such an American phrase, isn't it? The pursuit of happiness? The pursuit of happiness. And the reason I bring that up is because today we celebrate joy, and I think those two sort of keep feeling like they're interchangeable, happiness and joy, seeking happiness. We're in a season where we are actively pursuing happiness. What presents can we get? What meal can we cook? How perfectly can we decorate the house? Are you with me, church? What can we do to make sure that everybody's happy? That our mother-in-laws are happy when they come and visit us? Yeah, that one got you. You know, nobody ever cares if the father-in-law is happy or not, do they? They really don't. They couldn't care less. I just thought about that. That's kind of funny. Making everybody happy. We're going to put us all in a really difficult, awkward situation with a lot of high expectations and make sure everybody's happy, because that's what we do. We pursue it. Get happy. Get happiness. And happiness isn't bad. It's not a bad thing to pursue, but it's good to remember it is something that we pursue, but it is not the same as joy. Joy.